Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. B'siyata d'shmaya. We are continuing our series of shiurim, Parshas Tazria, and we've already seen mamish in the flaws, b'tanas Hashem, read the yisod of this inyan of dinei mitzora, and now we are continuing. This is the eighth shiur in this series. And I would apologize that it's so long, but why apologize? It's, you know, kol amarba reza meshubach. So you say to me, I apologize. There's so many zeros on that check. I'm so sorry. You know, I wanted to write you a check for $10, but I just ended up making it like $100 billion. Anyway, that's Tyra. So in the previous year, we presented a series of kashas, and now we are going to the resolution, B'siyata d'shmaya, al-pi toiras, meireinu v'rabeinu, mo'oreinenu. Ha-koin Reb Dovid Zatzal, u'lefi dvareinu nerakach. Sheze pashut, we know that we'd asked about the priyan prima, and tome yikra, that they're all written in the same pasuk. However, when it comes to a woman, interestingly enough, she doesn't do pri and prima, but she does do the tome yikra thing. אז איך זה יכול להיות? הרי זה אותו פסוק. אז אם מעטים אותה מפרי הפרימה, אז אנחנו גם צריכים למעט אותה מהתומי יקרו. אז דהו פשיטו, דמה שקוסף כאן בהדי הדודי ובחד אסי תקרי או פרי, גם תומי יקרו, ודאי מבואר מזה, שעיקר עניינו הוא באויסוי הגדר, שנתבאר כלפי יסוד העשה, שהוא מעשה של התנתקות בדייטוי מהנגע. So definitely you see from this that the Iker Inyan of the Tomei Yikro is in the same Geder as the essay of the Priya and the Prima, which, as we discussed at length in previous Shiurim, is a Maisa Shel Hitnatkut, is an act of showing one's displeasure, one's detachment in his cognitive world from the Nega. Hitnatkut Bida'ato Mehanega, v'yeshno ha'maaseh bepulot shel avelut. And how does he express this? He expresses this in his avelus. In his avelus, he shows that he doesn't want it. That's what avelus is. You're showing, you're mourning it. You're not happy with it. And avelus is generally not an expression of great unbridled joy. V'amei v'nyovin. Or he does ma'isim of nituk mibnei odom. Or he detaches himself from people. This also shows that he's not interested. As we saw earlier. And they're all together. In other words, we saw the Kasha the Turei Evin, that he asks, how come the Mishnah only mentions Nain Bain's Pri and Prima, doesn't mention Oita Al Sofam? The answer is, it's all included. The same Yisoy De Inyan. ובכלל זהו שנאמר עוד חיוב מייסה בגדר זה, אז מלבד חוץ מהפריה והפרימה והתי הסופום, יש עוד חיוב מייסה, והוא שישנו חיוב מייסה של הוידו לרבים אטומתו, ומשום. And that is that you have to inform the many about your tumah. שאחרי שמונח בהודעה זו לרבים, משום הודעת צערו לרבים, כדי שיבקשו עליו רחמים, since, select, as they say in Spanish, מונח, it's encapsulated, in this הוידו, in this information to the רבים, that you're telling them your צער, in order they should be מבקש עליו רחמים, like we saw in the previous year, the two עניינים, there's the עניין of שיבקשו עליו רחמים, and then there's noch an inyan of shiitrachaku, that people should keep a distance because of this person's tumma. והוא שישנו חיוב מייסה של הודה לרבים על תרומתו, משום שאחרי שמונח בהודה זו לרבים משום הודה צרו לרבים כדי שיבקשו עליו רחמים, הרי מבואר מזה את רצונו בביטול הנגע מעליו. So you see from this, his will, that he doesn't want this nega. I mean, if he's saying, tome tome yikro, in order that people should daven for him, that he shouldn't have the nega, he's obviously displeased with the nega. It's also a sug shel hitnatkut from the nega, of detachment. V'hanami maise shel hitnatkutu, v'lachem, mevuar, ma she'amarnu, b'shiur ha'kodem, hevenu b'shem ha'or ha'shulchon, או חשוך הנקשה, שלמה הרמב״ם לא מביא את זה? הרמב״ם מביא את העניין של להתרחק, שהוא קורא תומי תומי יקרו, כדי שיתרחקו ממנו. אבל מה עם תומי תומי יקרו, כדי שיבקשו עליו רחמים? אז האור חשוכן כתב שזה לא לעיכוב, זה לא מעכב, זה מעכב. We said it's not pshat like that in the Rambam, in the Gemara, and even if it's not ma'akev, the Rambam still should have mentioned it. It's good for the Gemara, it's good for the Rambam, right? Even if it's not ma'akev. The Rambam doesn't put things in the Yad HaChazok, only things that are ma'akev. As l'chein mevuar heitev, ma she'amarnu, b'shem Aruch HaShulchan, שאין כאן עניין וחיוב עצמי של בקשת רחמים. שהרי, לפי מה שביארנו, עיקר עניינו במה שאחרי, שמצד ההודעה לרבים מבוארת מזה בקשת רחמים, הרי גם זה מעשה של ניתוק, הוא שישנו בכלל האסי שנאמר כאן בהיקרא, ולא נאמר כאן כלל חיוב ודין, על בקשת רחמים. אז שוב, הערנו מהאורך השולחן, בספר אורך השולחן, או אוסיד, that how come the Rambam doesn't mention it? So now we understand why the Rambam doesn't mention this inyan of לבקש עליו רחמים. Because that's included in everything else in the Pasuk. There's no separate חיוב. There's no inyan וחיוב עצמי של בקושס רחמים. And that's why the Rambam doesn't bring it. But rather, it's all part of the other inyanim that you have here. The priya, the prima, the atiyasofom. So these inyanim are all part of the hitnatkut me'anega, and so too, that is mevakish rachamim. So that's already encapsulated in those other dinim. It's the same idea. So there's no inyan atzmi according to the Rambam. There's no independent obligation. The Rambam doesn't mention it. And avad it's not ma'akev. V'lo ne'amar kan klal chiyuv v'din al bakashat rachamim. V'gam lefi ma shebiyarnu b'shitat ha-Rambam, she'ikaro hu b'nituk mibnei adam, v'lo nituk midato me'atzmo. So we said the pshat, we said two pshatim, we said one is nituk from the nega, and then we said pshat in a different shir, right? If I said this is the eighth shir, so we have seven others that we hope you listen to, and if not, Baruch Hashem, you hopefully will. I hope. I'm zeche. Anyway, so we said pshat in the Rambam is that you have to be mitnatek from people. That's the Rambam says, the idea of this, of these, of going outside the camp for chule, is to be mitnatek from people. As the afshar lomar, dehein omnam shekenu b'chelkei ha-mitzvasesei sheyeshnam al priya uprima ve'atiyah al sofom shekamoy shekosev ha-rambam b'sefer ha-mitzvas heim maisim ha-moidim lakol aval b'chelek ha-mitzvasesei shel v'tomei tomei yikro גם לדעס הרמב״ם, עניינו הוא בפרט נוסף במצזס איזו של הניתוק, שיהיה מעצמו מדעתו, על ידי הודעה שיש בה בקושס רחמים, שהוא מייסה של ניתוק כלפי עצמו, ומהייטיימה, אז זה שביר מה שכוסף הרמב״ם במצווה שברי של חסטומס צרס, שיהיה המצורע מפורסם בקריאת בגדיו ופריאת ראשו ועטייה על שפם. ולכאורה, כיוון שנחת הרמב״ם למנות את כל מה שכתב מצוות עשה זו, למה לא אמר גם כן את חיובו בקריאת תמי תמי, שכבר ברמב״ם בפרק י' הלכה ו' גם זה בכלל המצווה עשה? אבל לפי דברינו, כיוון שכתב הרמב״ם את העניין בפרסום, שיקרו בפרישת אחרים ממנו, אין זה עניין לקריאת תמי תמי, שיקרו כלפי עצמו, לא כלפי אחרים. לכן לא כללו הרמב״ם בהדי אינך, אף על פי שגם זה מחלקי המצוות עשה. To explain what I just said in colloquial Spanish, that the other three inyanim that we spoke about, priya, prima, priya, the alti al sofam, the ripping of the clothing, the growing of the hair, and the covering of the face, these are maisim that tell others about his tzaras, as he's mitnatek, he's distancing himself, detaching himself from other people. That's priya prima nati al sofam. But in the chelik of the mitzvah essay of tomei, tomei yikro, even according to the Rambam we're suggesting, the inyan is an additional detail of this mitzvah essay of nituk. That he is mitnate klape atzmo, in other words, that he shows his displeasure. When he calls out tomei, tomei yikro, b'mevakei shalai rachamim, he's saying, boy, am I displeased with this. So this is a maisa nituk klape atzmai. And that's why the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Tzaras writes, when he tells us what mitzvah is being discussed over here, he says that the mitzvah should be mefulsam, he should be famous, he should be well known, should be publicized, bekriyas begodov, that he ripped his clothing, Uprias Roishoi, and he is it's well known that he's Korea Bagodov, he's Perea Roishoi, he's Oidal Sofam. That everybody knows this. In other words, this is to detach himself from others. He should be Mefursim in this, that he's showing, look, I'm different. Something is wrong over here. Could be, by the way, this is Ba'oven. If we can go a moment to the world of Drush and Musar, this is Ba'oven Lashon Hara. So the whole problem of Lashon Hara is the Pirsum. So in Melech, that's what we're saying over here. Pirsum is the problem. So we're fixing it with the Pirsum of Kriyas Begadav, that's the Kapore. Kriyas Begadav, Kriyas Roishoi, Ve'ati Al Sofam. Ulich Ora. Ulich Ora. Since the Rambam is coming to enumerate all of the parts of the mitzvah essay, so what about the Kriyas Tomei Tomei, which the Rambam codifies in the 10th parak of Hilchos Tumas Tzaras in the 6th halacha? That's also included in the mitzvah essay. So based on what we said, the Rambam writes the inyan of Pirsum. In other words, that's primarily that others should separate from him. And that has nothing to do with Tomei Tomei Yikro, which is him klape himself, klape the nega. And Memele, the Rambam doesn't include it, even though in a chinami, this is a mitzvah, Tomei Tomei Yikro, the Rambam doesn't include it because it has a different nature than the other ones. The other ones are sheyifrshu acherim imenu, and this is me'atzmoi, that he himself should be perish. B'daitoi, from his nega. Ve'achshav efshar lageshet v'liyashev et divrei Rambam. שראינו ברמב״ם שבהלוך הווב הוא כותב שהתומי תומי יקרו is only talking about המצור המוחלות. And then in הלוך החס, in the 10th פרק, the רמב״ם says that it's everybody. It's for everybody, it's a general din and tumah. אז ראינו שזה כאן לכאורה סתירה בדברי הרמב״ם. אז נמצא לפי זה, שגם לדעס הרמב״ם, שפירוש הקרא הוא שהתומה יקרא תומה. Remember, we saw in the Rambam that the Rambam says there's no double tome tome, like we saw in the Targum. There's no double tome tome. But rather, according to the Rambam, according to the Rambam, It means Tome should call out Tome. Tome Tome Yikra means that the Tome should call out Tome. As Baal Kolchenu Shetarti Ne'emar Beze. So really two things are encapsulated in this pasuk. So Mitzad Echod, this is included in the unique mitzvah essay of Mitzoyra. And what's the mitzvah essay of Mitzoyra? Bakoshas Harachamim. That's unique for Mitzoyra. Bakoshas Rachamim. Because when you're Mevakesh Rachamim, that people should know that you're Tomei, so that shows that you're Mitnatek from this Nega. You don't want it. And that's part of the unique, singular mitzvah essay of Mitzoyra. Ze mashmu'ut achat. Ela. To me, mashakosav Tomei Tomei bekefel. Ava ketuvet ze pa'amayim. ולדעת הרמב״ם אין כל מקום לכפול לכפר זה באמירתו. לפי הרמב״ם לא אומרים את זה פעמיים, לא אומרים תומי תומי. אבל סוף סוף כתוב בפסוק תומי תומי. אז מתפרש הפסוק שאותה קריאה שישנה בתמי בעלמו. So we learn פשט in the pasuk then, that קריאה that we have in a normal tummy, a regular tummy person, a classic tummy person. And why does a classic tummy person call out tummy? Because of this gedil. Of remez letzioin kvorois she'omra Gemara, that the Gemara says that there's this remez of tzion kvorois that you have to mark off the graves. That's also tamei tamei yikra. It's more in moed katan. In other words, in old tamei they have to inform people their tamei in order they should stay away and not get the cooties and not get tamei. So that kriya, the Rambam is telling, what's the double? That the kriya that you have in a regular and a classical tummy, out the gedir of remez letziun kvoros that the Gemara talks about, harei kan hu chiyuv b'mitzvahs esei mishum kiyum din shel ha-mitzoyra. But here, it's a singular, unique kiyum for the mitzoyra. That kriya that you have, and as it's the tummy, that kriya that you would normally have is also, that's a remez in the pasuk, the two tummies. And it's taka learned from the fact that they're two tameis. So one is, like the Gemara asks, what, how do you learn both? So that's the double lashon. One is to tell us remez letzion kvaros, and the other one is to tell us that shivakshu rachamim. So it's true that we derive from this pasuk that the tamei has to call out tamei. That's the double lashon of tamei, but that's not the ikar mitzvah of this pasuk, which is talking about the unique chiyuv of the mitzvah, and therefore mitzad echad vada it's a mitzvah mina Torah. Because it's included in the chiyuv of the mitzvah's essay that said by the mitzvah that he should call out Tomei and people should daven for him. But mitzad sheni, there's another inyan over here. L'chein mitzad echad v'dayu mitzvah min ha-Torah sh'rei ne'emar din ze b'chlal ha-chiyuv shel ha-mitzvah's essay sh'ne'emra kan b'mitzorah. אבל מצד שני, אין זו המצוססי דמצוירה שנאמרה כאן כלפי הדין המיוחד של מצורה בקריאה זו. So yes, it's a mitzvah min ha-Torah. When he's calling out Tomei, it's a mitzvah min ha-Torah. And it's stated in the context of Mitzoyra. And therefore it's included in the unique chiyuv of Mitzoyra. On the other hand, there's also another mashmos. Is not the mitzvah's essay of Mitzora that was set over here vis-a-vis the special din of Mitzora. So vaday it's a mitzvah min ha-Torah to call out Tomei. However, that's not necessarily the simple meaning of the pasuk. Simple meaning of the pasuk is remez letzion kvaros. She'ota kriya she'yeshna b'tamei ba'al mishum agedash remez letzion kvaros harei kan hu chiyuv b'mitzvah esei mishum kiyum dino shel ha-mitzoyra. That kriya that he has Mishum geder of tzion kvaros, here it's being used also for the mitzvah. It's being used for both. So that's why there's the double lashon of tameh. So again, on one hand it means that tameh should call out tameh. On the other hand, it says tameh in the pasuk twice, because one is for the remez l'tzion kvaros, and this kiyum, the general kiyum of remez l'tzion kvaros, here it's being used for the unique chiyuv of mitzvah. And that's why in halacha vav, the Rambam's talking about the mitzvah essay of mitzvah. The Rambam also writes the chiyuv of priya primanatiyah safa. So that's only b'muchlot, because that's a unique chiyuv of mitzvah. The unique chiyuv of mitzvah is to call out tamei tamei yikra, in order that people should daven. And that's the unique chiyuv of mitzvah. And therefore, as we were medayik, as we spoke about, women are excluded. Because in this unique mitzvah of mitzvah, just like women are excluded from pri and prima, women are also excluded from this tamei tamei. But mitzad sheni, the Rambam writes it in Halacha Ches, where the Rambam is talking about the general chiyuv of calling out tamei, in order that people should know to stay away. She'arei achein mefurash yotzei mima shekosuv b'toyr achiyuv mitzvazu, she'ish la'asot ken b'kol atmim, gam nashim b'chlalam. So from the fact that the Torah writes there's a chiyuv mitzvah here, so women are also going to be included. Like we said before, that the reason the Rambam doesn't mention the end of Bakashas Rachamim is because it's all included in the Atiyah Safam and the Pri and the Prima. So we said Lo Ne'amar Kan Klal Chiyuv V'Dina Al Bakashas Rachamim. That's how we're Miyashiv the Aruch HaShulchan Tzahara. How come the Rambam doesn't mention? Because there is no special Chiyuv. There is no special Chiyuv. But it still exists. In other words, there's no special chiyuv to do it because it's already included in the Atiyah Safam and the other things a person does. You know, the Atiyah Safam, the Priya, the Prima. Why do you do Atiyah Safam, Priya, and Prima? You do it in order to be mefarsem. In order to show that you're mitnatek from the nega. And that's the same thing that's being done when you're mevakesh rachamim. So there's no chiyuv atzmi of bakashas rachamim. In other words, you are saying tamei in order that people should mevakesh rachamim, but it's not an independent chiyuv. It's subsumed under the chiyuv of priya prima natiya safa. And that's why the Rambam doesn't bring it, because it's subsumed under those other chiyuvim. So when the person calls out tamei tamei, so definitely there are two inyanim here, but one of them is already subsumed under the general chiyuv of priya prima and atiyah safa, and that's a special din for mitzayra, and that is only for a it, that only applies to a mitzayra muchlat. And that's why the Rambam in Halacha Vav only mentions Mitzvah Muchlat has to say Tamei, Tamei, has to call out that he's Tamei. The Tamei should say Tamei, because that's a chiyuv of Taras Mitzvah and Taras Mitzvah. Again, that's subsumed under the general chiyuv of Pre-Primitive Yosef. But there's also an inyan like that when it comes to Mitzvah, vis-a-vis Mitzvah. And then in Halacha Ches, the Rambam is talking about the general din in order that people should separate. That's not a unique din by mitzvah. And that's taka chiyuv. That's taka mitzvah sase. To remez l'tzion kvaros min atara minayin. That a person should call out his tumah. So it's all tumeim. And therefore the Rambam says it applies to Nashim, it applies to Mitzara Muzgar. So there's really no stira b'divrei Rambam. When he implies that it's only talking about the Mitzara Muchlat, he says, Kimat Mufurish, it's only the Mitzara Muchlat. It's because that's the din of Tamei, Bakashas Rachamim, that you're mitna take from the Nega, and that's unique din by Mitzara, and therefore only applies to the truest Mitzara, is the Mitzara Muchlat, the absolute Mitzara. And when he's talking about the other Tamei, Tamei Tamei Yikra of the Remez Letzion Kvaros, and again, that's why it's mentioned twice, I mean, Rami says Dunyanim. So that applies to Tzion Kvaris, that also applies to women, that also applies to Mitzara Muzgar, that's everybody. Because that's a general inyan of Chiyuv, of informing people that you're Tamei. And that's the Ikar Mitzvah's essay of the Pasuk, because again, that people should be mevakesh rachamim is not the ikra mitzvah essay of the pasuk, because that's subsumed under the priya primanatiya safa. So the tamei tamei ikra is in that category already. So that's no chi of atzmi there. That's why the Rambam doesn't mention it. This inyan of bakashas rachamim. So the ikra pasuk is talking about shiit rachaku. And now we understand Rashi, that when the Gemara says, it's talking about Hodas Sara L'Rabim, that's why you call out Tamei Tamei Yikra. Rashi says that people should separate from you. So we ask that it's Mamish Astira. So the answer is, when someone says Tamei, there's also a kiyum of Shivakshual of Rachamim. But the etzem, the Tamei Tamei Yikra, is really primarily to call out that you're Tamei, that people should separate. And therefore, even when it talks about Hodas Tzara L'Rabim, so it has two mashmoyos, right? It has Hodas Tzara L'Rabim, but also has Sheyisrachaku. And Sheyisrachaku, that people should separate from, is not subsumed under anything else. So that's the more overt meaning of the pasuk. And the more covert meaning of the pasuk is Lodiyat Tzara L'Rabim. And therefore, when the Gemara says that Lodiyat Tzara L'Rabim, you call Tamei Tamei, Rashi says Sheyifrishu, because that's really the Enachinami, it's Lodiyat Tzara L'Rabim, and that's included in his calling out Tamei. But self call self, the Iker Chiyuv Atzmi of the Pasuk is the independent Chiyuv in the Pasuk is only Sheyisrachaku, that people should distance themselves from. And that's why Rashi says in Sota, even though it's talking about Hodas Tzara L'Rabim, that people should separate from him. Because that's the overt meaning of the Pasuk. That's not subsumed under anything else. And that, like we said, applies to everybody and everything, even Tzion Kvaris. And this stems beautifully with the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos in Kuf Yud Beis discusses whether or not there's a mitzvah essay. He has to bring a raya that Pri and Prim is a mitzvah essay. So as we explained in a previous shiur, he's not discussing, of course, Pri and Prim is a mitzvah essay. That's Pasha. But the question is it a general din in Tum, or is it something special to the to Mitzvah? And then he proves that it's something that's unique to Mitzvah. And then after that, that's why it's a separate mitzvah. It's Kuf Yud Beis is not in the general mitzvah of Tumah of Kuf Aleph. Meaning the general din of Tumas Tzaraas Adam. But rather it's in its own, it gets its own mitzvah, the pre and the prima. And then after that, the Rambam says, and we were makabel mipi kabbalah, that there's also this inyan of Tamei Tamei Yikra, that one should call out and inform people of his tumah. In other words, besides the unique, he starts out with the unique din of Mitzvah. And it it's not a din in general din of tumas mitzvah, but it's a din specifically to mitzvah, not tumas mitzvah, which is mitzvah kuf aleph. And there's a havamina, though it's in generally under the regular rule of tumah. So that's what the Rambam says. The havamina that I had, that also applies here. Meaning of kvarba kabbalah sheshar tameim gam kin chayvim lasos hekar sheyachukim bnei adam. And that's the general din of tumah. So the Rambam has to prove there's a special din of free and prima to separate himself. And the male that also includes Shivakshual of Rachamim. That Tomei Vivakshual of Rachamim. And then there's also the general din of Shiachikum that he calls out Tomei Tomei Shiachikum. That's why he makes a heker. That's why he calls out Tomei Tomei. That people should be Misrachik. So it has both Mashmoyot. And this also stems with the Sefer Achinuch, the Chinuch and Mitzvah Kof Aleph. In the older editions, it says Shemitzvah and Hagas Hamitzvah b'chol matamei adam b'kriya u'prima. So it's mashma that it's the same mitzvah essay mitzvah and kol matamei adam. But in the chinuch in the Machon Yerushalayim, the newer chinuchs, it says the mitzvah and Hagas Hamitzvah b'kriya u'prima v'chol matamei adam. So it's mashma. They're two different things. Kol matamei adam is an inyan nifrat. It's not the same mitzvah as mitzvah. And that's what we've been saying, that there are two separate mitzvahs here. There's the mitzvah of mitzvah, his anhagas. And then there's the mitzvah of kol matamei adam. And that's the difference again between the tamei tamei yikra of yivakshual of rachamim, that's special to mitzvah, and then the shi'is rachaku, which applies to all tumas. And we saw the targum Unculus, who says that you call out tamei twice. So that also fits with the Gemara in Moed Katan that says that there are two tameis, one for each, one for Yisrachiku Mimenu and one for Yivakshual of Rachamim, because since there's no inyan atzmi of Bakashas Rachamim, so then it would be enough to call out tamei, one tamei for both. Because with one tamei, you get Hodal Prisha V'gam Hodal Tzara L'Rabim, and people know to daven for you. And then we would get to the question of, so what do you need? How do you learn that there are two sibos from two krios? As we spoke about earlier, these are two different mechayvim. How do you get the two different mechayvim from the two krios? So the answer is that primarily the tummy that you're saying that you want to be misrachik, that you want to be mitnatek from the negas. So that's the ikar of that tameh is only the mashmos, that it, the implication. That shows that you want to be misrachik from the nega. That's not the primary meaning of the tameh. It's just what comes out of it, that you want to be misrachik from the nega. So therefore, you really need the two kriyas, because one kriya, anyway, you need midin that people should separate from you. And then when you get to the second Kriya, you're going to say, what's this for? We already got that people are separating from you. We say, ah, therefore it must be for the mashmos that comes out, that you want to show that you're mitnatek from the nega. So that's why the double tame shows these two mashmoyot. The first one, because when you hear that, you're going to say, ah, that's from the general din of Yehiz Chayef to say this, that people should be misrachik, like all tames. And then when the second one, he says the second tame, so then you're going to say, well, so what's that for? Ah, so it must be that he's showing that he doesn't want to be... He doesn't want to be attached to this nega. He wants to separate it from this nega. But again, according to the Rambam, he only says it once. Right? The Tameh calls out Tameh. And he's calling out Tameh that people should be misrachik. But again, there's also a mashmos in that of imit natek from the nega, which is really subsumed under the pre and prima. Nu advarim hayu amukim v'arukim v'niflaim v'ani mekave shehevarti et zeh b'meduyak or b... שהתאים לכוונת רבנו, מן הסתם לא לגמרי 100%, אבל ניסיתי, כמיטב יכולתי. וברוך השם, יש עוד הרבה 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 מה לדבר, מוריי ורבותיי, תאמינו לי, אבל בעזרת השם, יש עוד הרבה בפרשה, אז נא להישאר עמנו, ואני מודה לכם מאוד שהאזנתם. שלום, שלום.